Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the show, Charles Greenfield speaks with Miami City Ballet's artistic director, Lourdes Lopez, about their enticing 2015 performances. Film critic Dan Hudak previews the 25th Donald Ephraim Palm Beach Jewish Film Festival with festival director Ellen Wedner. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our arts calendar features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. With a mission to preserve, protect, and promote the cultural, social, economic, environmental, and architectural integrity of the Miami Beach Architectural Historic District, the not-for-profit Miami Design Preservation League was incorporated on May 6, 1977, and their leader, Barbara Bear Capitman, and her son, John, gathered a legion of supporters who ushered in a revival for South Beach, and the rest is history, as they say. The annual celebration of all things Art Deco takes place this year, January 16th through the 18th, with the 38th annual Art Deco weekend, and it's the Miami Beach Centennial we will be welcoming. And here with us today to talk about the excitement is Amanda McMaster, formerly Amanda Bush, still the same gal of the Miami Design Preservation League. And welcome back to the show, Amanda.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
Congratulations on your marriage.
Thank you.
Back in November. Bravo.
Yes, thank you so much.
Now, bring us up to date with what has happened this past year with the Miami Design Preservation League, and then we'll get into the voluminous events for Art Deco Weekend this year. It's mind-numbing. You all have so much going on. More information at artdecoweekend.com. But how did it go for the past year for the MDPL?
The past year was absolutely amazing. Our biggest accomplishment, which we focused on the most, was our new Art Deco Museum, which opened in October.
It's beautiful.
And we welcome everybody to come down and check it out. That was kind of our main focus. We also have some advocacy efforts going on to continue to save historic single-family homes in Miami Beach. We've been working with the North Beach district to try to kind of save some of the properties in there and educate people about why it's important to save those MIMO buildings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of other stuff, but we're mostly thrilled with our museum because that's been something we've been working on for many years and it's finally here. So,
and new exhibitions every so often, and we'll touch on that. But first, let's get to, as I say, the voluminous wonder of the 38th annual Art Deco Weekend. And I always like to start with the music because this year is just fantastic. You've brought back my grand old friend Alan Harris, and he'll be performing. You're featuring the Bobby Rodriguez Big Band, a super South Florida big band. But a Friday, you've got some new names on the bill.
Yes, yeah, so we're actually welcoming the Deco Tones. They've been with us for a few years. They're coming back. One of our favorites, Sarah Jane and the Blue Notes, she's performing several times throughout the weekend. She comes from St. Louis. She's absolutely fabulous. We're so excited to have her. And we're trying out some new bands like the Shiny Shoes Big Band, just trying to keep that retro feel and bring back some big bands and jazz into Art Deco Weekend. And one act we're really excited about is Kat Shell. She's a local musician in South Florida. She does a great act where called Kat Shell is Kitty Carmichael, and it's retro tunes kind of put to a modern day beat, and it's just absolutely amazing, and we can't wait to see it.
So you're really supporting South Florida musicians as well. That can give you what you're looking for, as you say, a little retro feel and maybe an updating Kat Shell, probably putting modern day rhythms to her tunes.
Absolutely, yeah. We love to support local artists and talent, so however we can do that.
Moving quickly on to the lecture series. Every year, the Art Deco Weekend features great lectures. And this year, many are really catching my eye, particularly Carolyn Lepser has released a new publication, Lost Miami Beach. And she'll be featured Saturday, January 17th at 3 p.m. Tell us about some of the others.
So this year, as you mentioned, we're celebrating the 100 years of Miami Beach, the Miami Beach Centennial. So some of our lectures are focusing on the history of Miami Beach in different decades. And then we'll continue that lecture series throughout the year. On Friday night, we open it with Art Deco of Napier, New Zealand, with our sponsors, Art Deco Napier. So they'll tell you all about that city.
And Art Deco in New Zealand.
Art Deco in New Zealand.
Wow.
So they're absolutely wonderful. They're actually hosting a little cocktail party after for people who go to see that lecture and some VIPs. And they're fabulous.
They're offering a great prize.
Yeah, and they're sponsoring, so they're actually offering a 5-day trip to Napier, New Zealand as part of a different event, our Deco Dance-a-thon this year. So if you go to our website, artdecoweekend.com, and you go to Deco Dance-a-thon link, you can read about it, get your ticket, and you could win a trip to New Zealand or a bunch of other really great prizes. So
you have to know how to swing dance, though, I bet, don't you?
No, you can just go and have some fun or just get your ticket, and then you could win prizes. You don't even have to dance if you don't want to.
So the lecture series kicks off Friday, January 16th at 6 p.m. with this New Zealand Art Deco of Napier, New Zealand event. Sally Jackson will be talking about it. Who'd have thunk it? Carolyn Klepser on Saturday the 17th at 3 p.m. talking about her new book, Lost Miami Beach. Can't wait to hear about that. You mentioned the first annual Deco Dance-a-thon. Amplify that, if you would. That takes place Saturday the 17th from 3 to 6 p.m. And that's out at the Promenade 12th and Ocean?
Yes, yeah, so we have a promenade area where we'll have some Art Deco antiques, some mid-century modern antiques on display. We'll have a little bar sponsored by the original Miami Beach Antique Show. We'll have our stage. That's where all of our musical performances will happen. And some great events like the Deco Dance-a-thon, which is really just 3 hours of a really great DJ playing tunes from the 1920s to the modern day, where you can just come and dance. Wow. And have fun. If you buy a ticket, the money just goes to support our efforts for our not-for-profit, and you're eligible to win some absolutely amazing prizes like a trip to New Zealand. And then
fun.
Another thing we got going on there is Friday night, we're actually kicking off the promenade with our Lindy Hop Festival at night. It's from 8 to 11. 200 dancers are coming, and they're going to be in retro clothes, and they know how to dance, and you should just come watch it.
200?
Yeah, that's wow. What they tell me. We partnered with the South Florida Lindy Collective. They've gathered all these dancers, and they're coming. So it will be something to watch, good music. Alan Harris plays before that happens, so that will be fabulous. Come watch him and stay for the dancers.
Now, that's Friday, the January 16th.
16th, yep.
8 until 11. 200 dancers out there on the street on Miami Beach.
On the sand, actually.
On the sand.
In the park, sand, yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so, because, you know, to swing dancing is dangerous.
Yeah, we rented this huge dance floor. It's going to be amazing, so.
Wow, that's incredible. You've helped to add a lot of great fun new events to the Art Deco Weekend. Once again, more information at artdecoweekend.com. They're on Twitter at Art Deco Weekend, Facebook at Art Deco Weekend. And for more concise info about the Miami Design Preservation League, the great not-for-profit, go to mdpl.org. You can also call 305-531-3481. And your location is at 1001 Ocean Drive, where you've got the beautiful... Is that correct? Where you've got the beautiful new museum.
Oh, yes. That was our number to the gift shop, but you can reach our office at 305-672-2014.
I don't know where to go. Now, you've got the Art Deco and Mid-Century Design Show and Sale as well, another component.
Yeah, that's part of the promenade. We're welcoming back modernismgallery.com. They have some beautiful items from the Art Deco era, furniture, accessories, art, and then they also have some mid-century items. Both will be on displays in these beautiful boutiques right on the hard pack there by the park.
Just a few seconds left with Amanda McMaster, Director of Marketing for the Miami Design Preservation League, talking about the 38th annual Art Deco Weekend. It's the Miami Beach Centennial, and that's their theme this year. Classic cars, strolling characters, and comedians all throughout the street.
Yep, we have our classic car parade Saturday morning again. The Mayor Levine of Miami Beach is our grand marshal. We have Sobe Shirley's entertaining. We have a Life is Art block, which is all artists along the street from 11th to 12th Street. We have our outdoor film series featuring films made in Miami Beach. We have our dog show coming back on Sunday. Well, a dog parade, so you can bring out your dog absolutely free.
Bring out your kids as well.
Bring your kids. We have a great kids area.
And it's the 38th annual Art Deco weekend. We've run out of time, Amanda. I'm so sorry, but what fun, what fun. And once again, that's the 38th annual Art Deco weekend. And that is the 16th through the 18th on Miami Beach. Good luck this year. It sounds like
Thank
a
you.
Ball.
Thank you.